When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, it's camp house time again at Kender Outdoors. Sure glad you're here. I'm Billy Kender, and this is DSC's Kender Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying a terrific Christmas weekend with family, friends, and I hope you have a chance to get outside a little bit, maybe try out that new bow or shotgun, fishing pole. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care very gently, over time, settles the overactive dog. It's not a drug. It works naturally over time to settle the overbarker, the overjumper. Come see me at KinderOutdoors.com and learn more about Calming Care. Hey, we're going to start the show today in Kansas. They grow giant whitetails there in Kansas. And my buddy Robert Cantrell, Fort Worth, Texas, has been hunting those Kansas bucks for years and years. He's a patient guy, and he waits for the right deer. And that has taken years and years. But I was sure tickled to get the text from him the other day that said, finally, 171 and 4/8 straight typical 10-point buck. I'm tickled to death for you, Robert. And I know everybody will want to see your deer. He's up on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. And if you want to hear the story in person, I'm sure he'd love to tell it to you. Just drop by the place, Texas Outdoors, down on the Weatherford-Benbrook traffic circle in West Fort Worth.
Well,
not to be outdone by the boys, Paisley Worth, she's 14 years old from Kansas, hunting her family property. She took the shot of a lifetime and brought down a world record whitetail buck with 42 scoreable points. Not just a new state record, but the world record. Largest non-typical whitetail shot by a female. She actually shot this deer back in September, but the 60-day mandatory drying period has expired now, and it's official. This deer had a green score of 282 and 6/8 inches and 44 scoreable points. After drying, the buck measures 271 and 4/8, 42 scoreable points. It's a cool story, too. Paisley and her family have been watching this deer on their family farm for 3 years. Her sister, 2 years ago, passed on the buck. Dad passed on him last year. He's just been too broken up from fighting in past years. But this year, he was just right and stood up just 25 yards in front of Paisley. Her dad was hunting with her at the time, and she says that's the coolest part of the whole experience, being able to share it with her dad. Take a look at Paisley and her new world record coming out of Kansas this fall at KinderOutdoors.com. Paisley also loves to fish. She competes in 4-H shooting sports, air pistol, and archery. Says her next biggest buck is a 12-point that scored 178 inches. She said, I'd like to thank my parents and grandparents for helping me have this experience. And I'd like to encourage other kids to get in the outdoors. By the way, I read about Paisley and her buck on the Blaze Daily Email. A lot of people are getting, boy, some much-needed relief with Calming Care. If you have a dog that has gotten nervous and excited in a thunderstorm and torn up the furniture or scratched holes in the doors, over-anxious, overactive, you might want to give it a try, too. It's called Calming Care. It's gentle and works over time. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. Officials at Bass revealed the schedule for the 2021 BassPro.com Bassmaster Open Trail the other day. A later start in 2021 and a change in format from the past three seasons. Instead of two divisions with four tournaments, this year's Opens circuit will include three divisions, Southern, Central, and Northern, with three events in each. All 9 tournament winners will earn an automatic berth in the 2022 Bassmaster Classic if they fish all the events in their division. Additionally, the top 3 finishers from each division's point standings will receive an invitation to fish the 2022 Bassmaster Elite Series, as will the top 3 from the overall standings accumulated in all 3 divisions. Since the 2020 Open's schedule was pushed back by COVID and they didn't finish until the first week of December, the 2021 Open's won't start until March instead of their traditional January start date. Obviously, it wasn't the real Santa Claus, but a knothead imposter, a Santa Claus in a department store, reducing a young child to tears when he told him he couldn't have a Nerf gun or any gun for that matter for Christmas. No, said Santa. December 6th in Chicago at a shopping mall. In video footage, this boy sitting on a bench across from a man in a Santa suit behind a partition of plexiglass. And the man asks the boy what he wants for Christmas. The child's voice is barely audible, but the man in the Santa suit is heard saying, "Nope, no guns." And then an off-screen voice says, "Nerf guns." The bearded man says, "Nope, not even a Nerf gun." The boy burst into tears, and I wish I had his mailing address. I'd send him a Nerf gun. I bet he ends up with at least one. If you're one of the 6 million-plus new gun owners from 2020, there's something more that's a must-have. You need it. I'll tell you about it when we come back from the coffee pot.
This is Babe Winkleman, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
It is with heavy hearts that Dallas Safari Club is making a move from live and in person to online for the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. In keeping with the rules implemented by the City of Dallas, we will miss out on shaking hands and hugging necks, eye-to-eye agreements, and hand-in-the-air auctions. With that said, I will tell you that DSC didn't undertake the important work of conservation, hunter advocacy, and education as a fair-weather project. We worked through tough times, negative attacks, political shift, and pandemic. DSC will host Reflections, the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo in 2021. I humbly ask you to please join us online in the days leading up to and throughout DSC's Reflections, February 11th through the 14th. The finest sporting auctions to be found will go as scheduled. The very best opportunities, art, and exhibitors worldwide will still be available to you. Let's use this online event to usher out a tough period and make it the first step into a wonderful future. BigGame.org.
There are some very important factors to check when purchasing a hunting blind. They need to be quiet. They need to have an all-day hunt level of comfort. It's got to be dry inside, even in a downpour. Dillon hunting blinds have earned a strong reputation across North America for their durability, insulation, and marine decking fiberglass floor that will never rot in every blind. Plus smart components like an aluminum RV-type door, real glass in the windows that flip in and up with quiet and simple-to-use friction hinges, drip rails on the windows and above the door to keep the wet out. Hey, anyone can build a box. Dillon builds hunting blinds. Conceived, drawn up, constructed, and used by hunters. Lightweight and durable, completely assembled, fiberglass inside and out, with foam insulation in between. You can't beat a Dillon. For a dealer near you or to become a dealer, visit DillonManuf.com. That's DillonManuf.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
I'm looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop time. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Kinder Outdoors.
Next year never looks so good. I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director at DSC, inviting you to the DSC's Hunters Convention and Expo, February 11th through the 14th. You bet we're making plans because conservation doesn't stop. Details are at biggame.org.
I know it's a Merry Christmas this weekend for Nicholas Rodriguez. Nick is the winner of our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest. He wins that Dillon Manufacturing 6x6 octagon bow and rifle hunting blind sitting on a 5-foot tower and a $2,000 shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. Congratulations, Nick, once again. Garden City, Texas, West Texas, out south of Midland and Odessa. Well, hey, if you're a new gun owner, and there's a lot of those new gun owners in America these days, you're definitely going to need to know about Texas Law Shield and U.S. Law Shield. Kyle Baggett joins me now. Merry Christmas. Welcome, Kyle.
Well, thanks for having me. There are, 6 million plus, maybe 7 million new gun owners in America this year, Kyle. And I was thinking, you know, what's the perfect gift idea for that new gun owner? They've had all the training. They're comfortable with their new pistol, rifle, shotgun. What's the perfect gift? And I thought, protection, like I have with Texas Law Shield and U.S. Law Shield. People are raising an eyebrow right now, Kyle, saying, what is this protection? Tell us, in a nutshell, what is Texas and U.S. Law Shield?
Well, in a nutshell, we are the nation's oldest and largest legal defense for self-defense program. So what does that mean exactly? So, you know, if you were to have a firearm or any legal weapon and you were to exercise your right to defend yourself, defend your family, or in the right circumstances, defend a third person, you have to ask yourself, who's going to defend you? Well, that's us. From a legal standpoint, it's U.S. Law Shield. You know, it's for us, it's a real easy concept. We know what the law says and we know what your rights are. And since we operate in states all over the country, each state has different variations on what that is. So in each state where we operate, our program, we have attorneys who live and work in those communities to represent the people from their communities. So they'll get to know their attorneys on a first-name basis. They will know who they're talking to when they have to have an emergency situation, when they make that emergency call, and how that emergency call works. For anybody who's a member of our program, they are given a member ID card, and on the back of that member ID card is an emergency phone number that is attorney answered 24/7, 365. Immediate access to your attorney is the foundation on which this entire program was built. When you need a little help, you want to talk to the only people that can help you, not an answering machine or a call center somewhere. So you get to talk to your attorney. And what that attorney is going to do for you, if you have a situation that involves your firearm or a legal weapon, you know, we're going to represent our members through any and all criminal charges, civil lawsuits, appeals, retrials, you know, whatever it is from the beginning to the end at no cost to our member ever for attorney's fees. You know, they to be a member of our program is only $10.95 a month. And people say, well, what does that $10.95 cover? How can you cover me for $10.95? Well, you know, we've got well over 650,000 members all paying $10.95 to be a member. So our members have practically unlimited resources at our disposal to take care of our members. There's other things that go with that. As a legal defense program, there's no caps. There are no limits. There are no deductibles. There's no reimbursements. There's none of the things that are traditionally associated with something like that. So, you know, it's a great program. You know, we've taken care of thousands of folks over the years, every kind of case that you can imagine. One of the biggest things that the company likes to focus on is education and training. And so in the states where we operate, we do a lot of workshops. We do a lot of seminars, conferences, different types of training, gunshot wound care for our members. You know, I guess what I'm trying to say is we think that a well-educated, well-informed gun owner is a much safer gun owner. Yeah, you have the right to defend yourself, but in what context are you viewed from the legal system? And the legal system is where the members get hung up.
My fault, your fault, nobody's fault. If that gun goes off in a situation, or even if you have to present your pistol or whatever in a bad situation, you're going to need an attorney. And these guys give me that peace of mind. And you can get national coverage. You can get coverage just for your state. That's how I started with coverage in the state of Texas. And then I, you know, I travel a lot in my work, and that always involves guns, or most of the time, because I hunt, I shoot. And so I went back and picked up national coverage with U.S. Law Shield. So it's tailor-made to whatever your lifestyle and deal is.
Sure. So to better explain that, a better term for it other than national coverage would be multi-state coverage. And so that is something that we offer to our members when they sign up, become a member of the program. For just an additional $2.95, we will represent them in all 50 states, including the state of Puerto Rico. So if you've got, you know, you travel for vacation, if you're snowbirds and you're back and forth, you know, whatever it be, you know, we've got you covered in all 50 states. In addition to that, we have the gun owner ID, which is the gun owner identification protection part that we offer. You know, if you have guns stolen and used in a crime around the corner, or if your guns are stolen and turn up at a pawn shop in Illinois, there's just a lot of legal paperwork and things that are associated with that type of a situation. We'll assist our members with that. We also offer bail bonds and expert witness. The bail bonds, you know, it's $2.95 a month. You know, if you've got the bail bonds, which is something I always recommend to folks, if you have a situation and you dial that emergency number, now that's great. You've got somebody to represent you, but how are you going to get home? And a lot of people just don't have the financial resources to post bond. So with that add-on, when you dial that emergency number, not only are we going to represent you, but we're coming to get you out of jail too. And like I tell folks, you belong at home with your family, not hooked to some bench downtown. So, you know, it's a great addition. We have something for hunters. You said you like to hunt and fish. We offer a program called Hunter Shield. Essentially what that is we'll represent our members on any violations. Say, let's say you're in Arizona. We'll represent our members on the any violations of the Arizona Game and Fish Act, Idaho, Montana, wherever it is that you live. Now, if you have the multi-state coverage as part of your membership and you have Hunter Shield, then we will represent your hunting and fishing issues in every state as well. So, you know, those two can kind of go hand in hand. They're a tremendous option, especially this time of year. People are doing a lot of hunting and stuff, so it's always something good to look at.
Hey, I have tremendous peace of mind for less than $200 a year. That's a no-brainer to me. And if you have if you're a new gun owner, or you have a new gun owner in your family, you got to they need to find that U.S. Law Shield card, membership card in their stocking. Where can we go online and learn more, Kyle?
I don't know too many folks that cannot afford $10.95 a month. The real question is can they afford not to have it? And so if they want it and they're interested, they can reach out to us at uslawshield.com. They can find events, workshops, and seminars around the country at gunlawseminar.com. And, of course, they're always, you know, free. They're your listeners. Reach out to you. They can reach out to us at any time. We will be glad to assist them any way we can. We would love to hear from them.
Kyle, Merry Christmas to you. We really, really, really appreciate you guys and what you do.
Hey, you're so welcome. You guys have a tremendous Christmas, and we'll look to talk to you soon. Thanks for having us on today.
Like I said earlier, that is some pretty inexpensive peace of mind. Fortiflora is the number one canine probiotic in North America. All of our dogs, even our most healthy dogs, suffer from GI upset from time to time. That's when you pull out the Fortiflora. Safe enough for weaning puppies, safe enough for everyday use with chronic GI issues with your dog. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com.
I'm Bass Angler Mike McClellan, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
It's time to deck the blind with bows and arrows, Nick. Congratulations, Nick Rodriguez, Garden City, Texas.
I've already shot one trophy buck and two does.
Winner of our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest.
This is going to be a great blessing, and I'll definitely put it to use. I appreciate it.
And now he's going to hunt them in style in that 6x6 tower blind from Dillon Manufacturing and a $2,000 archery shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. Hey, Nick, Merry Christmas from all of us in the camp house at DSC's Kinder Outdoors.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. Buffalo Wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in Buffalo Wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He sent, went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, chasing muskox. He said, second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. These are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers a perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyard's gate is historic downtown Grapevine. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path, the truest path, nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Coffee's always on, and the conservation is always good. Make sure you bring a youngin' or two. Together, let's teach them what heritage and tradition looks like. This is the Big Billy Kender Outdoors Camp House, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
More and more Americans want to know how to harvest wild game and fish for the family table. DSC is a tremendous starting spot for that wonderful journey. Come see us at Big Game.
Hey, welcome back to Our Campfire. I'm Billy Kender. This is Dallas Safari Club's Kender Outdoors. I got a really nice note from Carol McLarty, Ashdown, Arkansas, the other day. And if I'm not mistaken, Ashdown is not too far from Millwood Lake. And if I'm not mistaken, twice, Millwood has some tremendous crappie in it. Seems like I heard some rumors about 9 months ago, something like that. Anyway, thank you so much, Carol, for the note. It says, Billy, keep up the good, informative, and clean show. Outdoor people need more like this. Merry Christmas. Hey, thank you so very much, Carol. I appreciate the encouragement. Hey, I'm going to be traveling to a place that's very familiar to me coming up in January, and that's Joshua Creek Ranch down in the Texas Hill Country. I'm going to be down there to hunt axis deer and to hunt upland birds. Axis are a challenging hunt. They are a beautiful, beautiful trophy, pelt and antlers. And they're my favorite protein on the table. I make sure to harvest every speck of meat that the animal will yield. I remember some years back sitting down with the ranch owner, Joe Kershaval, and talking to him about the ranch and the first time that he had ever laid eyes on it.
Yes. The first time I drove across Joshua Creek, I said, oh, crap. How much is this going to cost?
Yeah.
Because I knew I had to have it.
Yeah.
It was absolutely breathtaking. The water and the cypress trees are just hard to describe.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful.
Almost medicinal. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. If you want water, and you do want water when you're in Texas in the country, we've got it. And we've got the Guadalupe as the northern boundary now. And we have the Joshua Creek running right through the middle of the ranch. So we're just truly blessed.
Yeah, you are, absolutely. This place looked a lot different then. There's been a lot of sweat, a lot of blood, and a lot of cedar trees between that day and this day.
Yes, it was solid cedar for the most part. And clearing cedar is a long, nasty, tiring job. And we did it for several years. And we slowly now, we've got it cleared about as much as we're going to clear. We're going to leave the rest to the axis and the turkey and the whitetail. But we have enough fields that we can hunt, easily hunt 10 groups, and they all have a lot of room to hunt. It's none of this walking in 40 acres for 3 hours. You cover a lot of territory, and you get to see different terrains is one of the things that I like about it. We have some terrains that are more into the field where you'll find more pheasants, and then we have other terrains more back on the hills that are covered with quail. So we have planted improved grasses, and they have now matured, and we've got great cover all over the ranch. In fact, this last year was the best year we've ever had for cover.
You're off to a pretty doggone good start this year. I put it this way, your fall is made. When a hill country white-tailed doe can walk out into one of your fields and totally disappear from the neck down, you're looking pretty good going in the summer.
We're in great shape. We were actually dry up until about a month ago, and we've had a lot of rain showers in the last 2 or 3 weeks that has really kicked the grass off, so we're in good shape. All the fields that we've planted now are coming up with their crops, so we'll have a great season.
Not uncommon to slip out there in the evening and see 75 or 100 axis deer grazing in those fields and 75 or 100 or 200 white-tailed deer out there at the same time. Pretty phenomenal, and it's a low fence.
Yeah, it really is. It's I go out sometimes not to shoot, just to look, just to see the numbers of animals, but it's hard to believe that that many animals can be hidden during the day in the brush, in the cedars, and then at night they come out, or in the late evening they come out, and I've seen, just recently seen 100 axes come out in one field, of which there was probably 10 shooter bucks in the group, and also probably 50 whitetail.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of animals and a lot of food for them.
We don't need a biologist to tell us you've done a good job here. The axis deer tell you that because that's a free range herd, and they choose your place, and they choose it year after year. They've been here for many years, and they raise their families here. They feel safe here, and they have what they need here. What are some of the grasses early on that you said, you know what, the cedar's out, here's the first thing we need to do?
Well, the best grass that I have found, we tried everything. We have planted bluestem. Bluestem is native to the area, but bluestem is a little thin. It does not hold up as well during the hunting season as Klein grass does. Klein grass is an improved grass that we planted. We also planted Wilma Love grass and some others, but Klein has been the most successful. It's very hard to get established. You've got to have a wet spring, and you've got to not have the deer put too much pressure on it because they love the young shoots of Klein grass. But once it gets grown, that's the good thing about it. The deer will still eat it, but they won't destroy it. They'll just nibble around the edges and leave the basic plant there.
They won't graze it down to a tabletop, and it's also important for you guys to know if you're going to come down and hunt with the Kerchevilles, come down and hunt Joshua Creek. There's no livestock on the place. There's no grazing going on. It's all about the habitat and the wildlife.
That's exactly right. Early on, we did raise longhorns at a different ranch, and we were thinking about bringing them over here, and we just made a decision, no, this is going to be for the wildlife, and so we have no grazing animals.
When a hunter comes to see you, it's a fabulous hunt. If you sit in the blind without a rifle in your hand, or if you walk the fields without a shotgun, you're going to see a lot of wildlife. There's a lot of pheasants running around, a lot of quail, obviously, and the axis deer, the turkeys and hill country wildlife, the white-tailed deer, numerous. It's a pleasure just to come to your place, Jeff.
Well, thank you. One of the things that I'll mention, the axis deer are more like elk than they are white-tailed deer. White-tailed deer are basically, the bucks are solitary. They run in groups for small periods of times. But an axis buck, and I call them bulls a lot of times, they roar like an elk, and it's just breathtaking to hear them in the evening, particularly during the summer, which is typically their rut, is in the summer months. But they, the biggest bull in the area will have the biggest group of cows or deer, and if he's shot, the next biggest buck from wherever, neighbor's property, our property, wherever, will take over that group of deer. Hmm. So it's fun hunting them because it's more like elk hunting than it is deer hunting.
I find them to be spookier than the whitetails as we drive across the ranch and walk across the ranch. Am I right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
They typically hang back in the cedar during the day. They'll change patterns, but right now the pattern is they'll come out, they'll be out early, They'll be coming in from grazing in the fields, and they'll go into the thick cedar. But you'll see them in the morning, and then around noon, I think they lay down, first of all, after that. Around noon, they get up, and they go out and graze and get some water, maybe a little bit more, go back and lay down and come back out in the late evening.
Yeah. They're a challenging hunt. I almost said difficult. They're not difficult if you're a patient person. If you'll sit and wait and hunt and do your homework and go with these folks, you've got a really good staff. I've hunted with you three times now, Joe, and this is the best group of guides and staff that I've seen.
I love hearing that. Of course, we're always trying to improve in every way, and so I appreciate you saying so. These guys have been with us a while. They're very, very experienced. They know how to judge a deer. We analyze our hunters when they come in. All of them have to, of course, shoot their rifle, get it sighted in, make sure it's on target. But we have a great staff here.
Hey, that's just a little glimpse into Joshua Creek Ranch, where I'm going to be in January. And they've relaxed their cancellation policy right now. So if you book and then COVID happens in your home between now and then, they're going to work with you.
Good morning. This is Gary Morris. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
There's a lot of brand new gun owners in America this year. In fact, there are about 6.9 million new gun owners. And if you're feeling lonely and left out, you need serious counseling with Robert Cantrell at Texas Outdoors on the Benbrook Weatherford Traffic Circle in Southwest Fort Worth. Stretch out on the old counseling couch and let Robert guide you through the joys of Second Amendment satisfaction. Texas Outdoors has just what the doctor ordered. A large selection of consignment pistols, rifles, and shotguns. And while you're all comfy on that couch, Robert might just slip a pair of those Chippewa snake-proof boots on your feet. Men's and ladies in five different styles. Texas Outdoors has the entire Filson line of shirts, chaps, socks, coats, and luggage, and can order anything Filson that you can dream of. He can even put a West Texas Legend Moremaker knife in your Christmas stocking. Not many folks around here can do that. Texas Outdoors has been in business for 36 Christmases now, which means that old Robert is doing something right, unlikely as that may be. Nothing says Merry Christmas like a new gun from Texas Outdoors in Southwest Fort Worth.
It's really exciting to see right now. The one that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We thank God for the freedom, our men and women that defend it, and the Constitution that guarantees it. Welcome to camp with Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
Hey, this corner of the camp house brought to you by my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch down in the Texas Hill Country. And when you load up your rifle to go hunt those axis deer or your shotgun for that bird hunt of a lifetime, don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You're going to need a fishing pole. Crystal clear Joshua Creek runs right through the middle of the place. And it's a perfect way to spend a little quiet time down on the creek. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch when you visit me at kinderoutdoors.com. Well, you've more than likely read my friend Ron Spomer multiple times, Sporting Classics Daily, or hey, just all over the place. I love my visits with Ron, and this one was no exception as we sat in the shadow of the Lewis Mountain Range up in Kalispell, Montana, just a few summers back.
I think a big problem with our society today, I know it is, one of the big problems with our society today is too many computer screens, phone screens, iPad screens, too much stimulation from artificial products, and not enough Jungle Boy, not enough running around on the farm, not enough getting out in the woods and waters. It's really important to get our kids out.
Yeah, absolutely right. And the sad thing is, if you look around where kids live today in suburbia, they don't have those opportunities very much anymore. You drive through mile after mile of beautiful, neat houses with nice mowed grass lawns, and don't run on the grass, you're going to tear it up. Don't get into the foliage, you're going to break the branches. You know, we lived in those conditions where you tore things up because that's how you get to be friends with nature. You discover what a tree feels like, what it's like to crawl through a muddy creek and get some crawdads in your hands, and you've got to mess around with nature to really start to appreciate her. And we deny our kids that because everything is so controlled and manicured that kids don't have the opportunity. So what are we going to do, you and I, with our grandkids and our kids? How do we get them out in the woods, in the real wild places? And I think the critical thing is to demand that we still have wild places. Too many of us are all tied up with making a living, which is obviously what we have to do, and we forget that our wild places are disappearing. And if we can't have a lot of good, rugged, wild areas that kids can get into to discover nature, we're going to lose it simply because they're not familiar with it anymore.
Yeah. I tell folks all the time, if you love what you have, if you like visiting places like Glacier and like our seashores and different places of wildlife and wild nature, put a little something back into that. Join a conservation group, whether you hunt or fish or not. Join a conservation group. Do a little research. Make sure they put their money where their mouth is, too. Who do you recommend, Ron? Who do you enjoy? You have a smile on your face when you write them a check.
Ducks Unlimited, absolutely. And Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is doing great work with habitat. I mean, they are saving literally millions of acres. They don't necessarily just go out and buy them, but they work with the landowners to make sure they're never going to be turned into a suburb, for instance, and they're always going to be available for wildlife. They still may allow some livestock grazing on them, but they've control it so that it benefits everyone. The community benefits, the wildlife benefits, and it's there. And it's not just for elk. It's not just for ducks. You know, when Ducks Unlimited saves a wetland or restores a wetland, you don't just get mallards and Canada geese out of there. You get marsh wrens and yellow throats and snipe and all the shorebirds and just a rich panoply of life. And that's what people need to understand is, even if it's just a 40 acres in your neighborhood that's not manicured, that's not cut or plowed or sprayed with herbicides, that's going to provide life for animals, a myriad species. And that's the vibrant side of life that makes it worth living. When you go out and you see a bluebird or an indigo bunting, and it's just a marvel. Like, wow, look at that bluebird. It looks like it came out of the jungles of South America. Yeah. And they're right in our backyards. But unless you've got those wild areas, you're not going to see that stuff.
You know, until your kiddos know this, they don't know this, but there's so much biology in a shovel load of dirt. Just one shovel load of dirt, there's so much in there that will fascinate your kids. Dig in with them and learn together. When your name is Ron Spomer, your suitcase never goes in the closet. It may be home with you for a day or two, where you unload the dirties and then you reload the cleans and you're gone again. I want to hear some cool things that are going on with Ron Spomer in 2016. Where are you going this year?
Oh, it's going to be another exciting year. Going to be heading over to Germany to the Blaser factory with a gentleman. He won a contest, so we're going to tour the factory, and then we go on a little hunt together for some roe deer. And then from there, we fly over to Scotland to stay in a castle and do the famous red stag hunt in the Highlands of Scotland. Yeah. My wife gets to come along on that. And then we're going to race back home, because the very next day we have to fly up to Alaska. We're going to be hunting ducks, fishing silver salmon, and then going moose and bear hunting with a friend.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty exciting.
It's nice to be Ron Spomer, isn't it? Aren't you glad that you were Jungle Boy and you ran around and just caught on fire for this stuff?
Boy, you're absolutely right. I'm glad. What a life to be able to do this sort of thing. Yeah. But all the while I'm doing this hunting and fishing and just having the time of my life, I've always known it's my responsibility to share that with people, both the joy of the discovery, but also to tell the story about these wild places and why they're important, and educate people discovering what I discover and sharing that so that people learn, hey, I can do this too. This is your land. These are our public lands, and we all have the right to use those. Use them responsibly, use them properly, and they should be here forever, because nature is always renewing. Unfortunately, there's too many people who think we need to leave it alone. You know, nature's there and we're here. No, man is a part of nature. We're all in this together. So we need to figure out how we can work with nature to harvest her surplus and use it to our advantage without destroying her. And it can easily be done. The North American model of wildlife conservation now for 100 years has been so successful. We've had many species that were on the verge of extinction, and when Roosevelt and the rest of the boys started the Boone and Crockett Club and all of the different conservation agencies that we've been using for now 100 years, our pronghorn population is up over 1.5 million. Elk are up from almost nothing to over 1.5 million. Whitetails are supposedly up to around 30 million whitetails. In a country with 350 million people and all the development that's gone on, it's just amazing that we've been able to support that much wildlife.
Yeah.
And it's because hunters put the money into the programs and demand from the politicians that they don't sell off every acre of land and turn it into another parking lot, that's possible.
Yeah.
And our next generations coming up have got to learn that. This is now going to be put on them. It's their responsibility to maintain what we've got started and push it even farther, because the pressures now for more development are continuing. Yeah. They're not getting any less.
No. Yeah. And the turkeys, because of a lack of time, you didn't mention the turkeys, but you could go on species by species by species. What we have accomplished in the past 100 years better be replicated and duplicated, or in another 100 years, we're going to be right back where we were one more time. Ron, what a pleasure it is every time I get to sit down and visit with you a few minutes. I'm a sponge when I'm around you. Where can folks keep up with you? I know you have a really cool website. You even have a very cool app that people can carry with them all the time. Where can we go?
Well, we've got ronspomeroutdoors.com. Go to the YouTube channel and go to Ron Spomer Outdoors. Got a lot of great YouTube videos on there. And the app is called Ron Spomer's Everything Whitetail, and it's an educational app. Includes topics on how to hunt whitetails, understand whitetails in their natural natural history, and then the gear used for your whitetail hunting. There's a fun trivia game in there that asks all kinds of questions about guns and ammo and deer and their behaviors and antlers and all that good stuff.
Thanks for the time, Ron. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Billy. It's always great to talk with you.
I think a lot of Ron Spomer. It's been a while since we were together. This COVID kind of knocked any opportunity out over the past year, but I do look forward to our next visit whenever and wherever that might be. I hope you will be there to visit with me at Joshua Creek Ranch in just a couple of weeks. I'm going down for an axis deer hunt, and I'm going to hunt birds while I'm there. Orvis and Beretta both say that Joshua Creek Ranch, just outside of Burney, Texas, is one of the premier bird hunts on planet Earth. The lodging, the dining, the all-around five-star experience, spectacular. You got to do this for yourself. I'll see you there. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at kinderoutdoors.com.
Folks, this is Larry Weissu, Mr. Whitetail. You know, boys, I had to go all the way to New Zealand to shoot that stag. I wish you'd quit hanging your hats on him.
Along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Attend the DSC Hunters Expo Reflection in Dallas, February 11th through the 14th, and you will make an important and worldwide impact on poaching. You'll strengthen our Second Amendment, and you will teach a youngster how hunting is conservation. DSC is at biggame.org.
DSC Convention and Expo will be virtual in 2021, but still, all of the great opportunities are there. The auctions, the trips, the gear, the vendors. Don't want to miss it. Biggame.org. Hey, this corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. I have fed Pro Plan to my lovable lap dogs and hardworking bird dogs ever since Pro Plan first came about. Some of you old timers like me might remember Purina High Pro. I go back to the High Pro days. Hey, it's the best fuel you can give your dog, and there's a Pro Plan formula for every age, lifestyle, and physical condition. Pick up a bag at Atwood's, Ranch, and Home Stores. Hey, I know there's a lot of brand new puppies that Santa Claus has spread out around the country, and hey, one of the first things you're going to want to do with that pup, early training, whether this is a hunting dog or just a friend, is to properly socialize that dog. Let's talk to one of the very best in the dog training business about that. My friend Tom Dockett up in Northfield, Minnesota at his world-famous Oak Ridge Kennels. Tom, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Bill. Our training topic today is going to be on socializing. And regardless of what breed of dog you have, and you know, I know we talk about sporting breeds all the time, but this really goes across the board. I don't care if you have a Chihuahua, Great Dane, whatever it might be, but you know, in our case here, these sporting breeds need to get off to a good start. And socializing sounds relatively easy, but it does take a commitment on your part when you get a new puppy home that you start that process. The things that I like to do is I want to take that puppy with me everywhere I go. And one thing I want to point out, you can't really have as good a success when you start this when they're 6-7 months of age. There's kind of a window of opportunity. So immediately on getting that puppy home, I even, you know, if I don't have an errand to run or somewhere to go, I'm going to create an errand, whether it might be go to the hardware store, the bank. And it's going to be places where I can actually take that puppy into this establishment. You know, at 7 and 8 weeks of age, these puppies are really cute. And that being said, everybody wants to, you know, adore that puppy. They actually want to pick it up and hold it, which then we're getting that puppy to the point where he's going, hey, it looks like everybody loves me. Everybody's a good person. Now, if you wait, you know, a month, 2-3 months, this puppy is a little bit harder to handle, and most people aren't going to warm up to it. So what we're doing here is we're getting the puppy out of its comfort zone, your own home, your own backyard, and letting it adapt and adjust at a real young age to lots of different scenarios. One other thing that you can do, find areas where there's large gatherings of people, a Little League baseball game, soccer game, some of those things. And what we're really doing here is we're making this puppy very stable. And by having them stable mentally, you're going to have a dog that's way easier to train down the line. One last thing I'm going to leave people with. When we have dogs come in for training, we know within the first couple minutes what we're going to be dealing with based on how does that dog approach us when it gets out of the vehicle. Is it one that just wants to stay in the vehicle, does not want to come out, very hesitant, you know, tail between its leg, or is it one that jumps out of the vehicle and goes, hey, I'm here, let's start training? We know then that we've got a student that's ready to go and is well socialized. So if you want to do yourself a favor and give your dog that head start, you know, make sure that you're doing a great job of socializing early on. That's our training tip for today. If you'd like to find Dachen dog training products, you can go to Dachens.com or a local dealer near you.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's scott@gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to kinderoutdoors.com. Thank you.
Hey, in case you weren't with us last week, it was Nick Rodriguez, Garden City, Texas, that won our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest. And he's a perfect winner because he's got a house full of kiddos. The oldest is 10 years old. So these kids are going to grow up with him, with Dad, out in that blind, watching God's great creation. And that is a classroom that is just irreplaceable. I'm really happy for you, Nick. Congratulations, buddy. That blind from Dillon Manufacturing and a $2,000 shopping spree, Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery, is all headed to Garden City, Texas, with our winner, Nick Rodriguez.
Hey, everybody. It's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
It is with heavy hearts that Dallas Safari Club is making a move from live and in person to online for the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. In keeping with the rules implemented by the City of Dallas, we will miss out on shaking hands and hugging necks, eye-to-eye agreements, and hand-in-the-air auctions. With that said, I will tell you that DSC didn't undertake the important work of conservation, hunter advocacy, and education as a fair weather project. We worked through tough times, negative attacks, political shift, and pandemic. DSC will host Reflections, the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo in 2021. I humbly ask you to please join us online in the days leading up to and throughout DSC's Reflections, February 11th through the 14th. The finest sporting auctions to be found will go as scheduled. The very best opportunities, art, and exhibitors worldwide will still be available to you. Let's use this online event to usher out a tough period and make it the first step into a wonderful future. BigGame.org.
The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail. Just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home. And it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world, and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit JoshuaCreek.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Come in off the porch. Kinder Outdoors is back. Partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
You know, I often tell you that Purina Pro Plan is fed by 89% of the field trial champions across North America. Well, here's one of those guys that feeds and believes in Purina Pro Plan. He's a Hall of Fame dog trainer, dog handler, field trialer, wild bird hunter, Delmer Smith. Delmer's in his 90s now, but when he was a spry 80-some-odd, he and I sat down together and talked about his life with the critters that he loves.
Well, Delmer, I hear that you had some pets through the years. You raised some quail. What happened there?
Well, on the quail, Tom did that.
Oh.
Of course, was raised some, and we got these wild eggs and was hatched them.
Yeah.
And Tom, I don't know how old he was, not very old, brought one of them inside the house in his hands.
Yeah.
And they put it in a box. And they had just bought a parakeet. People sold them this parakeet. It didn't have no tail feathers or wing feathers. And they sold it that its mother had pulled it out and to get it out of the nest so that she could raise some more. And anyway, they had that parakeet in a box, in a toilet tissue box.
Okay.
And so Tom put the quail in there, and there's a Brittany pup in there. That just
now, wait a minute. They're all in the same box.
Okay.
A Brittany pup, a parakeet, and a Bob White quail.
Bob White quail.
Okay. How'd that turn out?
Well, for 9 years we had them.
My goodness.
And so they all grew up together. The puppy would play with the quail, play with the parakeet, and all of that. And the bird would fly around the house, not the parakeet, but it was the talkingest thing you ever seen. They talked to it all the time, and it would talk. And one of the funniest thing about it, it would say, Ricky, get up, get up, or his mother would we got that, and it picked that up and picked up this thing, and we almost swear it knew the difference between Tom and Rick. I don't know for sure, but anyway, it sure. Anyway, this quail would fly around, and Jean was pregnant about that time, and she would get big.
Yeah.
And we named this bird George, after George Wendt, which was head of the game fish department, not the quail department at that time.
Yeah.
And he'd ride around on her stomach, and she'd be washing dishes, and old George would be sitting up there. And so, I mean, he was just everywhere we was at, he was there. He'd get up on the dog and dust on her, and she'd lay there. And the parakeet couldn't fly, but it would walk around following them, you know,
yeah,
when it's on the
yeah,
on the ground, and talk up a storm.
Oh,
and that went on for some time. And people would come, you know, and the quail would be in there with it. And Bud Epperson was bald-headed. We called him Rail because he had a long head, and he's bald-headed. This bird liked to get on top of his bald head for some reason, get up there and just scratch. And and then this puppy grew up, and I think she won 5 or 6 field trials and things. But anyway, she would take and retrieve point and everything, but still yet to put George out there, she'd just go out there to him. She knew the difference in George and another quail.
Wow.
We learned a bunch about scent condition, because we could take George and set him out there in the yard, turn her loose, and she could go out there to him, and she wouldn't even attempt to point enough, just go up there to him and just nose him around like they would in the box. It's the darndest thing you ever seen. More people you came and always wanted to see that, and they've had a lot of publicity over the years, because this was way back a long time. But scenting condition, we knew bird dogs could tell the difference, because we called her Puddles, because she's always puddling when she's a puppy in there, and that's where she got her name. But could tell the difference, because you notice a dog can tell different a dead bird and a live bird.
Right.
And that's where I came up, but I think the biggest scent off of them birds is their breath, more so than body.
Mm.
If you notice a dog out running out in the field and having a hard time to find a dead bird, lots of times you've even seen them step on them, just run over top of them.
Yeah.
And if you notice that if you've got a bird and they're breathing out there, live birds, you know, they'll point them. And stop and point them, place
right,
going ahead and picking them up.
Yes,
so that's where I came up that I thought the idea was a whole lot of it's the breath of a bird.
I'll be. Huh.
So there's no way to prove all of that. But anyway, going back with George, we used him a lot, you know, for people and see it. And they'd come, and, you know, if they came in the house and things, of course, he was flying around. He stayed in the house.
Huh.
And he wasn't all that dirty.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Huh.
And when it was time to come, they would take and all go to the box. And one of them, you know, were toilet tissue boxes about that square.
Yeah.
And we just kept that out there, and that's they was in there. But that Brittany went on, and you'd go hunt her. She would hunt and retrieve and all of that, and still yet. Even have them birds all with you right there, and then put George out there, and she knew the difference in him.
Did you ever set George out with other pen-raised birds and side by side?
No, we never did. Usually, at that time, we was having quite a few native birds at that time. Now, since you brought that up, I wish we would have had.
Well, raise us another George, and we'll go out here and try it.
Well, I'd probably have to go about 120 then.
Hey,
coyotes. I raised coyotes too.
Really?
And had one over here, but we turned him loose. And we had a hard hand that lived right down to that next house down there. And Edna had chickens down there. He wouldn't bother our chickens, but he'd go down there and catch her chickens.
Really?
Yeah. We had a red flag around him, a rag, so people wouldn't shoot him. And
did you train him to point?
No, but then later on, when I was raising them and things, I had Well, we caught one out in western Oklahoma, about three-quarters grown, and I got him where I'd have him to jump up on dog pointing, have a dog pointing and have him up on the pointing.
He mean jump? What do you mean jump up on him?
Well, he'd be, the dog would have a dog pointing, and then he would get on top of the dog and stand up on the dog. And the people, you know, look for their eyes. And his eyes are just like this. Wow. Gene, you said you ought to see Wiley's eyes out there and look around the people and say they're all the same.
what would he do then?
He just sit there.
He just sit.
Yeah. Always that people ask me, say, how did you get him to sit up there? I never did teach him how to get down. I always pick him up and lift him down.
Yeah.
So he never did. He was safe in that spot. You know, if you get one horse or dog safe in a spot, they're not going to go no place.
Yeah.
But that was when he was there, he knew he was safe.
Huh.
He was scared. He was always scared. But
So the skittish, that old coyote skittish, he never lost that?
Oh, no. But I had them, you know, raised them, you know, from the litters of them and things.
Oh.
But they're a very interesting animal.
Any other pets, strange pets like that?
And then I had a crane.
Huh.
And
you're the first man I've ever met that had a pet crane.
And you could take and lead him, but he'd always strike you.
Huh.
You always had to stay back from, but he'd give you that strike.
That didn't feel too good, did it?
No, he didn't have to do it for one time.
Yeah.
You'd stay back.
Hall of Famer Delmer Smith up in Oklahoma. He's a Purina Pro Plan man. 30% protein, 20% fat. Pro Plan Performance Formula is what Delmer would tell you. That's what you need for your working dogs or bird dogs. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hey everybody, it's Edwin Evers. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Billy, I told you to tie on a jig. What's going on?
It's time to deck the blind with bows and arrows. Nick, congratulations, Nick Rodriguez, Garden City, Texas.
I've already shot one trophy buck and two does.
Winner of our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest.
This is going to be a great blessing, and I'll definitely put it to use. I appreciate it.
And now he's going to hunt them in style in that 6x6 tower blind from Dillon Manufacturing and a $2,000 archery shopping spree at Cinnamon Creek Ranch. Hey, Nick, Merry Christmas from all of us in the camp house at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives, vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry, a huge selection of bison moccasins, shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd, 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com. 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com. Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
In God we trust. That fishing story you just told? Not so much. Come on, it's camp house time at Kinder Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
The dedication of DSC members is seen when a teen and his mom shoot targets together for the first time, when a poacher takes aim but handcuffs block his shot, and when a senator or congressman vote yes to preserve your Second Amendment. That's the DSC at work. We don't tire, and we don't quit. BigGame.org.
Welcome back to our campfire here at Kinder Outdoors, DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and hey, that DSC Convention and Expo 2021, we held out as long as we possibly could, and then the city of Dallas said, hey, sorry, folks, we just are not quite yet ready to have a gathering that large. So, like so many others, the 2021 DSC Convention and Expo, February 11th, through the 14th, will be virtual and online. But all of the exhibitors will be there online. You can communicate with them. And all of the auctions, the live auctions, the silent auctions, everything will be available to you there. So, come on, let's have a convention coming up in February. One of those folks that will be exhibiting online, I want you to come see them in person with me in January. And that's Joshua Creek Ranch in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. Great January temperatures, and we're down to it now. If you want to take advantage of their holiday dough special, the 31st is it to book that trip, December 31st. So this coming Thursday is your last day to take two Joshua Creek whitetail doughs for $650 or two of those delicious Axis doughs for $800. Fill the freezer. Send the youngster on a hunt of a lifetime. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Well, Santa Claus has come and gone, and spring is right around the corner. And I can't wait to put a flipping stick in my hand and work my way down the bank. Let's talk to the master, the flipping and pitching master, Gary Klein, about it.
You're the man. You have built a career on flipping and pitching. You're a versatile guy, but flipping and pitching has been your backbone.
Well, it really has been, Billy. And I mean, you know, one of the key things for me growing up as a young fisherman, you know, I was 15 years old and I met D. Thomas. And D. Thomas is truly the father of flipping. He's the one that invented the technique. So in my early years, I was kind of like D's son. You know, he has three daughters, so I was the son that he never had, and spent a lot of time in the boat with him learning the technique. But there's so much more to flipping and pitching than just the technique. And let's just kind of start at the beginning, and I'll try to run through it real quick. Pitching and flipping is nothing more than a technique. It's a way to present a lure to shallow water cover that the fish are living in or using or around. But one of the advantages to flipping and pitching is that, unlike casting, your accuracy is almost 100%. And you always hear me talk about a pattern within a pattern. And folks, I cannot stress this enough. A lot of times the fish like to be in the cover. A lot of times they're on the backside of the cover. And when you're flipping and pitching, because you're so precise with your lure presentation, you really get a chance to experience that. It's almost like being up close and personal, like bow hunting. You actually get to develop a relationship with the animals.
I tell you what, it's so much fun for me to go down a bank. I caught my first double-digit fish with a jig, flipping, pitching, and it's just so much fun to go down through there and visualize that next piece of cover and then pick it apart.
Well, not only that, too, because especially when you get on a bite where the fish are really nice size, around the bushes, the buck bushes, or maybe in a lay-down tree or something, when that lure is presented to that fish, he's there for a reason. He's ready to feed, and bass are pretty aggressive. But on a big fish, you can't see him below the water, so a lot of times your lure presentation may be on the backside of the fish. That fish is going to move a lot of real estate when he swings his body around to get to the bait. That's when you see the bush move, or the logs move, or the debris, or the big boil. And it is. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah, and the blood pressure starts going up in anticipation. Do you modify your jigs in any way, or does that have to do with the situation you're in?
Well, both of those comments are true. I mean, the lures that I use today, let me just say, first of all, when you are using the flipping or pitching technique, most of the time, anglers across this country have been conditioned to using a single hook, like a jig with a weed guard on it, or a Texas rig plastic worm where the hook is not exposed. That allows the bait to be fished in heavy cover without getting hung up. But flipping, like I said earlier, is just a technique. And it's really important not to really get hung up on the lures as much, because I flip a lot of spinnerbaits. You know, pitching and flipping a spinnerbait is very efficient. Again, it's a piece of lead on a wire frame that has a single hook, so it is very weedless. But I have literally flipped almost every type of lure that you conventionally cast, from big square bills to a 3/4 ounce Hopkins spoon. I got on a bite one time flipping down a rock bank, and I was actually catching them on a spoon better than I could anything else. So you have to be open-minded with the technique. But here's the advantages to flipping and pitching. I've already covered the fact that your percentages, once you learn the technique, got to practice it, is almost 100%. You can put the lure anywhere you want to. I mean, on the backside, front side, down the middle. But because you're using a rod that is usually extended in length, the length of the rod gives you the leverage. And along with the technique, you have the tendency to use heavier lines. In other words, I'll flip a lot of 25, 30, 40. Oh, now we flip a lot of braid. So you have an advantage as far as you don't have to worry about your line breaking. But because you have a rod that has length, it gives you, the angler, the ability to lead the fish away from the cover or out of the cover once you set the hook. And, you know, when you have a bass that's hooked in the mouth, he's going to go where the pressure takes him. And you can direct his direction with the length of the rod. So length of rod, larger line, and yes, on the hooks that we're using, because everything is such close quarters, you don't have a lot of stretch factor involved, we have the tendency to use a thicker diameter hook, or maybe a what you hear called a wide bite hook, something that's got a bigger bite. So yeah, it's all a combination of everything.
Yeah. Let's build a flipping rod real quick for some folks. You're a Duckett guy. Tell me about your rod, and I bet you want a real fast reel on there, too.
Exactly, because the reel, when you're flipping and pitching, does nothing more than pull the line in. Inches per turn of the handle, that's all a reel does. So I have the tendency to use a high-speed reel, and at Duckett we have a 360 that is 7.3:1, so it's relatively quick. But also, when you go to a larger diameter line, you're also increasing the gear retrieve or the inches per turn of the handle on that reel. So, yeah, but my perfect rod is a Duckett. We have a MicroMagic rod. It's a 7.9. It is a parabolic bend flip stick and an 8-foot in the white ice line. An 8-foot Gary Klein flip stick, parabolic, a 9.5-inch handle on it. So all the rod is out in front of the reel seat itself. So, I'm trying to give an angler an advantage by extending the rod length.
When do we set the hook, Gary? When we see our line swimming off? When?
Well, I tell you, that's real important because we had just covered the fact that it's in close battling. You see everything going on. You watch the bush move.
I'm wanting to set the hook when that bush wiggles.
Exactly. And as a rule of thumb, I never set the hook until I feel the weight of the fish. And what I do it real quick, but when I see a strike or I detect a strike, I'm actually going to lift the rod tip until I feel the weight of the fish and set the hook. And just a real quick example, a lot of times I've been on bodies of water where the fish are really on a good crawdad bite. So I'm fishing a brown jig, brown red jig, brown orange jig, black red, something that's resembling a crawdad. Well, a lot of times a bass, his initial movement on a crawdad will be to basically grind it into the bottom and injure that crawdad. And one way you experience that, you get on a good jig bite and you're starting, you know, you set the hook. You'll hook a lot of these fish on the outside of the mouth. So normally what I'll do when I experience that, I'll get the bite on a jig, and then I'll just pick up on it. And if the fish is not there, then I'll just kind of jig it a little bit, and he'll get it. You know, he's going to get that bait. So, yeah, as a rule of thumb, never set the hook until you feel the weight of the fish.
He is the master and the legend, Gary Klein. Joshua Creek Ranch has relaxed their cancellation policy. Book your trip for 2021 with peace of mind. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at KinderOutdoors.com.
Hi, I'm pro bass fisherman James Biggs. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Randy Jackson with Teske's Outdoors on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford. Don't let that next hunt slip up on you without paying us a visit at Teske's. Are you looking for that next rifle, pistol, or new shotgun? You'll find the most dependable names at Teske's like Browning, Beretta, Benelli, Stoger, Winchester, Bagara, and Christensen. Pistols by Sig, Kimber, Cove, Taurus, and Smith & Wesson. If you're having a hard time finding ammo, then come see us at Teske's. We receive regular shipments even in 9mm. Snake boots sure come in handy in Texas. We have them from Twisted X. If you can't find the Western boots that you're looking for at Teske's, they just don't make it. Take a look at our Sitka clothing and Sims fishing apparel. Teske's Outdoors on the south side of Interstate 20, just a couple of minutes west of Weatherford. From dove to white-tailed deer, at Teske's we're hunters too, and we'd love to visit with you on your way to the ranch.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on. TheHarvestMovie.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
We knew you were coming when we heard your truck rattle across that old cattle guard. Welcome to our camp at Kender Outdoors with our partners at the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we like to look down the road 20, 50, and 100 years and see clear running water full of trout, majestic sheep in high snowy places, and grassy mountain valleys filled with elk. We also picture a hunter in that valley and a fisherman in that stream. Just like Theodore Roosevelt 100 years ago, the work that we do today is terribly important. BigGame.org.
Hey, in just a few more days, we are going to kick 2020 to the curb. And I think we would all agree that that's not a bad deal. I'm ready to move it on down the line. But before we shut it completely down, let's spend a little time with some of our great camp house storytellers. One of those guys is one of our very sharp Texas Game Wardens, Captain Steve Stapleton. Now, if you've served any time in law enforcement, you've seen some things that the general public is typically just not privy to, like this.
So in our part of the woods, we operate on OGT, and we get these calls constantly, and they come in from people like you, and it's constant. My phone goes off all the time with these OGT calls, and this is one from last night. And you can't make this stuff up. Reporting party wants to report a dead hog on private property. They've also found several beer cans, and possibly somebody has stolen a round bale of hay. I automatically thought Randolph McGee was involved. However, when we're out chasing poachers, they come in all shapes and all sizes. 99% of the people we look for are straight up, and they're great people. We're hunting that 1% is who we're looking for. That 1% is what makes these guys smile in Maine. Am I lying? That 1% is what makes these guys smile, okay? That 1%. And that 1% comes in all shapes and sizes. Case in point, I get a call, cowboy. I get a call from a kid about like you, OGT. He has been watching a monster deer all year. He's been feeding this deer. He's got pictures of this deer. He's been babying this deer. He's named this deer. And then somebody comes along and shoots this deer at night. And he calls that 1-800 game thief number. And you know who shot that deer? His grandma.
Oh, no.
And he turned his grandma in.
No.
And got a cash award for it.
Captain Steve Stapleton with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. He is sharp as a tack, does a tremendous job, but he can also smile about it a little bit.
If you're in the line of work that we're in,
it's depressing. It almost is enough to just take away your soul. And you think, are there any parents left out there anymore that are any good? And I'm going to tell you a story about one parent. It's 3 a.m. Nothing good happens in Van Zandt County after midnight. I'm coming home from Wills Point, Texas. All right? And I'm on a desolate road, and I'm driving, and I'm tired, and I pass a pickup truck. And as I pass, we go door to door. Something comes out of this pickup truck and arcs and slams into the front of my vehicle. And I'm like, what was, it takes me a little while. I'm like, they just threw something in my vehicle. And I live out your fantasy. I turn around and light them up and chase them down. Now, we get trained to control our emotions, right? At that point, I did not control my emotions. I chased this vehicle down, and I pull them over, and I walk up to the window. Here's your stop you're talking about, right? And I walk, and I'm mad.
I'd be mad, Steve.
Because I got to think, wherever they threw, they could kill somebody. They have thrown something at my truck.
I'm a captain.
That's
going to
be paperwork. Government paperwork. I walk up to the cab. I lean in the cab, and I look inside the cab. And you know what I see?
What?
Two cute high school girls. Man. And I look at the one. I'm like, hey, Texas game warden, I know... you just threw something at my vehicle. And you know what the girl does? Cute girl. She grabs hold of the steering wheel and won't look at me, and she does this. Guys, tell me if you've seen this. Yeah, that's all I need. Why don't you both of you go and step out of the vehicle? So I tell them, step out of the vehicle. Flashlight and weapon hand, right? Or in my off hand. And I turn around and I shine my flashlight in the bed of this truck. And that's when I see them. Laid in the bed of the truck, trying to be invisible. You know what it is? Two punk high school boys laying in the bed of the truck, and they are surrounded, because nothing is normal in Van Zandt County. They are surrounded by apples, little green apples, and they have been driving around all night long throwing little green apples at vehicles. And I'll be dang, they done picked the wrong vehicle to throw a little green apple at. And then I freaking lose it. And I get them all out, and you know, you line them up, and I line them up, and I start laying into them. And I'm looking for the ringleader, and I find him. You know these kids? I don't see one in here. You're wearing a cowboy hat. Good for you.
Here's one.
These kids wear those flat-brim hats like that. But not flat. Flat. And it's turned like this. That's who I'm looking for. And I walk right up to him, and I'm like, hey, man, did you throw an apple in my truck? And this is what he does. Maybe. Maybe. Why did you throw an apple in my truck? And he says, we run out of eggs. You run out of eggs. Well, guess what? And I lose it. Well, by this time, nothing happens over there. DPS shows up. The constable's office shows up. Wills Point PD shows up. Van Zandt County shows up. C.B. Wiley shows up. Everybody shows up. Because there's nothing going on. And I've attracted a crowd, and they're taking it in because I am having a come-to-Jesus meeting.
Have you cooled off any by now, Steve?
No, it's worse.
It's worse.
And I'm telling them, I'll be dang if I'm going to drive around and you're going to throw little green apples at my truck because you run out of... And I walk back over to the kid, and I said, tell you what, hotshot. What's your name? And I get my ticket book out. And he says, Doe, you ain't going to write me a ticket, are you? And I say, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I'll tell you one better than that. What's your parents' name? And he starts crying like the girl did.
I can't wait to find out how much it costs to throw apples at 3 a.m. in Van Zandt, Texas.
Tell you what, hotshot, tell me your mom's name. Oh, dude, you're not going to call my mom. That's exactly who I'm going to call. And y'all like this, right? Because, we like it. So I make that 3 a.m. phone call to mom. On the second ring, she answers, and she's real cool. She says, hello. And I say, Miss Parker, this is Steve Stapleton. And I'm in possession of Willie down here. He's made a bad life decision. He's thrown an apple at my truck, and she's real cool. She says, I see. I'll be right there. whoa, that was good. You know, so I go back to writing the ticket, and I'm talking to the troopers, having a good time, and I'm talking to the biggest, meanest trooper, and I was like, you believe this? And all of a sudden, he looks past me, and his eyes kind of run cold, and he says, man, I got to go. And he leaves. I'm like, where are you going? And I look across the parking lot, and Miss Parker has shown up in Wills Point, Texas, and she is standing outside the minivan, and she is holding the belt. And I run to her, and I'm like, no, Miss Parker, now hang on. I completely condone what you're fixing to do here, but this may be best left to your private residence. And she says, no, if it's all the same to you, I'm fixing to take care of this right now. And I was like, okay, well, let me get back to my truck. And before I could get back to my truck, she caught Willie at that truck. And I'm here to tell you, in Dallas, Texas this afternoon, she beat him through that truck with that belt.
Okay.
And the bad thing is I watched it, and I liked it a lot.
One of my favorite guys ever. That is Captain Steve Stapleton with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. All out of time. Hey, make Joshua Creek part of your 2021. There's not a more beautiful place to get married. And hey, guys, while you're there for your wedding, you and your wedding party can take in a world-class bird hunt. Think about that. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together and invite you right back here next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.